this is important. The task that now lies at your feet as the VP of Organizational Culture and Inclusion. What does the job entail, or what do you envision the job entailing?
So I think the job entails a focus on a lot of the issues that are taking place today. And, you know, Masai, Bobby, Teresa, we all want to put that kind of attention on social justice, you know, systematic racism, inclusion, diversity. The list kind of goes on. And when you really think about it, it's kind of interesting that, you know, we want to have a focused approach on it. So that's what lays at my feet, is to really get my hands around what are the issues and what is going to be the Raptors' approach to how we want to engage. You know, we really see ourselves as a pillar in this community, and we don't want to just stand by and kind of just speak on it. As everybody knows, Masai is a man of action, and I copy that sentiment. So for us, it's we want to think about our plan and really start to take action and initiative that represents, you know, the Raptor way.
Hey, John, first of all, congratulations on the new role, and I that's incredible, and I know it's a great opportunity. The fact that you've been with the organization 5 years and you've already established a ton of relationships, how much does that help you moving forward? And if you look ahead like a year from now, how would you want this to look internally and externally?
Sure. Yeah. And thank you very much. And I appreciate it. You're right. I've got relationships. I'm a kid from Mississauga who knows the community, knows the GTA well. And I think that's going to be, you know, one of the first steps I'm taking is to get the voice of the community on a lot of these issues. You know, where do we need to be? How can we help and contribute? Where can we have an impact? I don't want to just sit in the boardroom here at the OBO Center and then, well, when we get back to the OBO Center, I should say. But I don't want to be in the boardroom and just be thinking, oh, you know what, we should do this, and we all just come out with a plan, and it doesn't really reflect kind of where an organization like the Raptors can actually have some impact. So I think that's going to be, you know, the opportunity I've got with the relationships I have in the community. And as far as from a year from now, you know, I think, you know, we're the champions and we do things big. So I think a year from now, I would hope that people have said we've had some immediate impact. You know, we have a position of power and we want to do some powerful things with it, is kind of what I've said. So a year from now, I hope people would feel that we have done exactly that.
John Wiggins is our guest. He is the brand new Vice President of Organizational Culture and Inclusion for the Toronto Raptors. This is Leadoff, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. So, John, when I look at the title that you now hold, and I see the word organizational, perhaps ignorantly, I would draw the conclusion that it is limited to the organization. That is not the sense I get from what you're talking about. This isn't just making sure that you are making diverse hires, for example. So in terms of stepping outside of the organization, and we know that the Toronto Raptors and MLSE more broadly is quite involved in the community in a variety of different ways, this isn't just necessarily making sure, and correct me if I'm wrong, this isn't necessarily just making sure kids are out and being active and staying out of trouble. I'm wondering, is there, for lack of a better way to put it, a political pressure point here where you are eager to get to work with the mayor of Toronto or the premier of Ontario or the prime minister of Canada or the chief of Toronto police or the chief of Peel police? I could go on and on and on. You get where I'm going here. Do you envision that being part of what you do?
Absolutely, 100%. Identifying the title of the role and making sure the name, the wording organizational was in there was actually really important for me. First of all, there's a lot of topics, right? So the title just kept getting longer and longer the more we started to include every adjective that we were going to have under our umbrella. But at some point, organization and culture seem to umbrella it. Now, organizational starts with us. You know, we're going to make sure our house is in order. You know, we can't kind of go out there and advocate on anything if we don't kind of embody the change that we're trying to see. But I think what I originally spoke to Masai about was just the platform that we have. right? And I mentioned it to Doug Smith yesterday. Like, when we throw a party, 3 million people show up. So just imagine the impact that we can have, not only in Toronto, not only in the GTA, the country looks to us, right? Like, we really are a staple of this country. So when we're talking about organizational culture and change, yeah, that spreads across the coast of Canada. Now, I don't want to kind of put too much on my shoulders and say, like, I'm going to change the entire country, but I think we have to be cognizant of the fact that everybody looks to us that way. And as we were speaking about the relationships in the community, when a lot of the issues started to present themselves, in particular when George Floyd died, people started to reach out to say, you know, hey, Wiggins, what are the Raptors going to do? Hey, Wiggins, what is MLSC going to do? And I think that's the accountability and responsibility that we have. So, yes, the police chief, the premier, yeah, I know Masai's got contact with our prime minister. But, yes, we've got to take it and look at it at that scale. And it's going to take some effort and some energy. You know, I'm not saying it's all going to happen tomorrow, but I just think as the Toronto Raptors, we have to keep that perspective.
I mean, John, when I look at your resume, as you said, Mississauga kid, University of Windsor graduate. So you're a GTA guy. You have launched a charity focused on Caribbean youth, Focus Dreams Forward Foundation, which helps Caribbean youth with academics and athletics. You have worked in the past for, among others, Ford. I'm just interested personally in your story as a black man. What have your experiences been professionally as you have risen through the ranks to where you are now? What kind of experiences, good or bad, have you had that you would look back and say, man, I was treated a certain way, and I know I was treated a certain way because of my skin color? What has sure. life been like for you?
Sure. And I mean, you're right. I appreciate the question because it's been an experience. It's been colorful. It's been ever moving. You know, growing up in Mississauga and Brampton, going to Windsor, you know, a lot of times maybe you don't realize sometimes some of the things that are happening around you, or you do, but you actually just, you know, I think, for the most part, a lot of people in Canada, they look and they feel like, okay, maybe that's not racism, or maybe things aren't that bad because we see what's happening around the rest of the world and we know it's good. But, you know, there's definitely been encounters and experiences that I've had. You know, when I started to work with Ford, it was actually in Florida. So, I mean, there's all sorts of racism and prejudice taking place kind of in the South that you become privy to and that you're warned about and that you definitely experience. But I'm also a Canadian, and we are diverse, and we are multicultural, and we are inclusive. And it's a great experience growing up as a Canadian, right? And so a lot of times you don't see, or you're not aware, or sometimes we're just biased to the fact that there's a lot of different people and a lot of different colors and races and religions. And I think that's shaped my experience to be very open-minded and very inclusive. I just think what we're doing going forward is to make sure that people are being heard and that the issues that are out there are being acknowledged. And that in this opportunity that I have, I really get to make sure that we can take action and support people with any of the concerns they have. Because my experience, I'm not going to say is better or worse than anybody else, but it's got its moments and it's got its points. And I am going to use that to motivate myself and support other people.